The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
This is Vince Russo's The Brand.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this edition of That's Life. It is Monday afternoon, April 6th, 2020, and I am still here. And if you are listening to this show, you are here as well. Guys, this is a show that is about life. This is a show that is about the things that really matter in our everyday walk. Now more than ever, you should clearly be understanding what I've been telling you all along. Get your priorities straight. Put your energy and attention and time on things that matter. None of us know how much time we have left here. Stop wasting your time on things that just don't matter. Guys, I am here to tell you, with everything that's going on, with everything that has been going on now the last 3 or 4 weeks, however long it is, I am here to tell you, I am at absolute peace. There is a peace within me and within my heart that is not going to be jarred or shaken by CNN or by Fox News or by any reports of doom and gloom. The news of the world is not affecting me. And the reason it's not affecting me is because I know what's going on. And I have a grasp of what's happening. You know, my wife said to me the other day, for the last 3 weeks, the world has been at rest. Nobody's out polluting. Nobody's out throwing garbage and litter into our streets. Nobody's out polluting our waters. Everybody is indoors, and the world is at rest. And I would think a much needed rest. And all of us are indoors. All of us now have more time than ever before, but to reflect on our lives and to reflect on the decisions we're making and to reflect on what's important and what's not. Priority. How many times do we say you could have all the money in the world? You can't take it with you when you're dead. What is all the money in the world doing for you now as you're cooped up into your own house day after day after day? This is a time of reflection. And this is a time that I believe God wanted to give to each and every one of us. God is in control. And that is why I am at peace. I trust God. And I know God is giving all of us an opportunity to repent and come home. This is our chance to change our lives and no longer live according to the laws of the land, the world. No longer put the priorities on what's important in the world, because we're seeing at a time like this, none of that matters. Power doesn't matter. Greed doesn't matter. Control doesn't matter. Having the corner office doesn't matter, because right now, all of us are in the same boat. And God has told us there's going to be a judgment day. There's going to be a judgment day when you stand before me, and together the both of us are going to take a look at your life. It's going to be your judgment day. It's going to determine where you spend your eternal life. And on that day, God is going to ask all the hard questions. And the number one question at the top of that list is going to be, I sacrificed my only son for you. I sacrificed my only son so that you could have a relationship with me. My son levied all of your sins. You were forgiven. He paid the price. At that point, all you had to do was come to me. Humble yourself, come to me and say, God, I accept your gift. I am nothing without you. You are my creator. I am here to serve your will. That's all you had to do. But you choose not to. You choose to serve the world. You choose to serve money and power and ego and fame and glory and notoriety, all the things that a servant's heart is not. I gave you free will, and that's the road you chose to walk down. So now I am here judging you. And what is it that you expect me to do? You turn your back on me. You said, God, I appreciate the invitation, but I don't want it. I don't need it. I am fine without you. Do you not understand? You wouldn't have life if it weren't for me. I've warned you all along about this day and about this judgment day and how I was going to look deep inside your heart. And then a decision was going to be made. Your life on earth was your opportunity to come home to me. That's all I wanted. My arms were extended, and I just waited for you to come home. But you never came home. You are a child of the world. You made your own choices, and I can't save you now. Because your life on earth was your trial. And I made that perfectly clear in my word. What are people going to do? Now is the opportunity to look deep within yourself, deep within your heart. And return home. God does not want you to perish. He wants you to repent. I want to read something to you. This is Romans 2. But because you are stubborn and refuse to turn from your sin, you are storing up terrible punishment for yourself. Remember, this is the word of God. This is the Bible. Romans 2, verse 5. But because you are stubborn and refuse to turn from your sin, you are storing up terrible punishment for yourself. For a day of anger is coming when God's righteous judgment will be revealed. He will judge everyone according to what they have done. He will give eternal life to those who keep on doing good, seeking after the glory and honor and immortality that God offers. But he will pour out his anger and wrath on those who live for themselves, who refuse to obey the truth and instead live lives of wickedness. There will be trouble and calamity for everyone who keeps on doing what is evil, for the Jew first and also for the Gentile. But there will be glory and honor and peace from God for all who do good, for the Jew first and also for the Gentile. For God does not show favoritism. That is the word of God. That is a warning to all of us. And I do believe in my heart of hearts that what's happening right now is a wake-up call. And you are going to either bow to God's feet, ask for forgiveness, inherit the soul of a servant, and live the rest of your life asking God what he wants you to do for him, what he wants you to do for his kingdom. And he's waiting. And he's waiting patiently. And we're all trying to put a time frame on this thing. When will this be over? When will this end? When can I go back to my normal life? Well, maybe that normal life is not what God wants you to go back to. And maybe that's why the situation lingers. Because God is being patient. And God is waiting on you to return home to his kingdom. Why am I at peace when so many people right now are living in a state of absolute fear? They're living in a state of the unknown. Am I going to catch the virus? Am I going to die? That's what the world is asking itself. And that's why there's panic, and that's why there's fear in the world. I am totally at ease. I am totally at peace. I know God is in control. And I know because out of the kindness of his heart, he is giving you the opportunity, and maybe this is the last opportunity, to make a decision. God does not want you to face that judgment day. And while he won't take away your free choice and he won't tell you what to do, he is extending his arms. You know, guys, I tell you all the time, I don't come here and try to convince you of anything. That is not my job. Whether you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior is up to you. Doesn't have a bearing on me. I don't score extra points. I'm just asking you, where are you now? If your life has become a life full of fear and there is no peace, that's because there is no God. And you have no faith, and you have no trust, and you have no love, and you can't understand how he's trying to save you. And he's patient. And day after day after day after day, he's waiting. If you guys had any idea of the way I felt inside right now, this is a no-brainer. God's got this. This is happening for a reason. This is nothing compared to the judgment day, when you have to face God and you have to explain why you turn your back on your father. Because I didn't need you. Because you didn't represent the things that were important to me in my life. He already knows the answers. Are you going to be able to work him? He knows the answers. He knows what you did. He knows how you conducted yourself. He knows what you are living for. And you ask God, why are you doing this? I'm doing this to save your soul. That's it, guys. It's your choice. I tell you every week how simple it is. Go to your room, shut the door, go in the bathroom, go in the basement, go outside on a walk by yourself and say, God, I am humbling myself before you. I am a sinner. I am nothing without you. I am asking you for your forgiveness. I am asking you to take me home. God, my entire life will be a journey seeking what it is that you want me to do to glorify you and to glorify your kingdom. That's all that my life will consist of. Everything else won't matter. What can I do for you who gave me life? Whatever it is, I will do it. I am humble. I am nothing without you. Please forgive me. Please take me home. Please take over my heart, take over my being, take over my soul. That's it. That's it. You don't want to do it? Go put on the news. Let the news continue to scare you out of your brain. Nobody's telling you the truth. Nobody's telling you the truth. There is one truth and one truth only, and that truth is the way. So you can accept the news of the world, or you can accept the undenying love of the truth of Jesus Christ. That's it. It's that simple, guys. It's up to you. I just wish that you could feel what I'm feeling. God bless you guys. I'll see you tomorrow.
The preceding presentation was brought to you by The Realm Network.